It's traditional to hear a little of the life story that led our friends to Christ. And so I'm going to invite you all to listen carefully to them and be ready. In your bulletins, you'll find a response of welcome, a short one. After we hear each story one at a time, we're going to welcome them with that. And then Veronica will come up and formally welcome all four of them into membership. So we'll hear from them one at a time, and they selected their order first. Is Caleb. I'll just pray a word of prayer for you. I don't think you need it. Lord, our ears are open. Let Caleb's mouth be just as inspiring as you were on that first day of Pentecost.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess I'm a little glad that there's less people today to watch me stumble across my testimonial today. As you may all know, well, most of you know, I'm Caleb Yang, and I regularly attend PGIMF. I guess now you can call me a Mennonite. I'm not sure entirely, but I wasn't raised, or I didn't grow up as one. I was raised a Christian, but not, I wasn't even aware of what Christianity was, even though I was raised as one as a child, but not a Mennonite. I was born in Pundang, Seoul, South Korea, but I didn't stay long, and my family had to move to the U.S. because of my father's work. And I guess I have a kind of a unique living setup. Our family lives in a small community with two families, so we share a lot of things, from finances to our meals. Growing up, I thought everybody lived that way. And I was a little shocked when I found out at school that nobody else did. Not even the people that we attended the church, same church with. So it was a little bit of a adjusting to do when I actually went out. So when I was in the States, there was this one church I really remember. And the church was called the United Methodist Cornerstone in Bear, Delaware. I enjoyed the church. It was really fun. I don't think I knew the reason why I attended church at all, but there was a lot of fun activities that I could do. There was a youth group for children, so while the adults attended service, we could meet up with the children there and have our own unique service. To me, the place was a place to have fun with other children while I learned about some bloke named Jesus 2,000 years ago. It didn't really register to me why I was attending, but it was a fun place to go. Still, apparently, the church left a lot to want for my parents. Since fellowship was an important aspect of church for my family, but a lot of the churches we've attended didn't quite have it. Maybe it's because I don't remember it, but apparently it didn't have it. That's all I can say. A lot of the people apparently just dispersed after the service, and it was just a quick in and out kind of thing. I don't think I remember anything where we invited anyone to our homes or we were invited to anybody's houses. So it was a little bit more distance than what we experience here. It wasn't until much later when we met some Anabaptists that we found out there were more people who wanted a little bit more fellowship than like us. But my first interaction with an Anabaptist was actually in Lancaster, in Pennsylvania, and they were the Amish, and I'm sure you can imagine what sort of impression they left on a child with their horse and buggy. So when we moved to Toronto, Canada, we actively looked for a Mennonite church to find out what sort of people they were, and we did eventually find them, and we even met some Hutterites through a person we met in the Mennonite church in Toronto. So we kind of had a little bit of experience with all the Mennonites, all the big groups of Mennonites, I mean, Anabaptists. And they're very different from the ones we met so far. They would invite us to their tables after church, and we were able to get actually close to each of the church members, which was something new to me. And new to our family. And they put a lot of emphasis on relationships between the church member. So it felt less like a place to go to listen to a lecture from a pastor, but a place to kind of actively engage in people's lives. At least to me. So from then on, we only attended Anabaptist churches, mostly Mennonite, because those were the ones we could find. But when we moved back to Korea, we had a little trouble finding Anabaptist churches. They weren't as common. And I don't know if I just only felt this way, but when we were in Korea, I felt a little isolated because of that. I felt like there weren't a lot of people who shared the same beliefs as I did. And I felt like I was a little out of place, outside looking in Korea. So when we came back here to Canada and we attended a Mennonite church, which happened to be this one, I felt a little more at home. There was a lot to like about PJMF, from discussion times to coffee break, and especially the food at potluck. But there wasn't really, I felt, the level of engagement towards each other that everybody had. Something that I was missing for quite a while in Korea. So it was really comforting to feel that again. So I guess that's why I've stuck around and made the decision to apply membership to PJMF. That was a really short tidbit. I think I spoke too fast. But that was pretty much it.
Hello, I am Angelina Zhang. I think I've never told you how I grew up in Korea and what made me come to PJMF. So I'm going to tell you that story now. I was born and raised in Chuncheon, Korea. And I grew up in a very Christian family because both my parents' families were Christian. The first church I attended was the one where my parents had been attending since they were young. I was baptized as an infant in that church and stayed there for 7 years. That church to me was like a playground. I enjoyed many of the fun activities during the service for children, and I also liked playing with my church friends while our parents were having a group meeting after the service. Back then, I had no idea what's the real purpose of going to church. I was just vaguely aware of God's presence there. In the year that I turned to 8, my family moved to another church. The church was a Methodist church established by my father, who had just become a pastor. I don't think I changed very much. I still only went to church to follow my parents, and I still rather enjoyed the playtime on Sundays. Although my father tried to teach me, I didn't quite understand at heart. Since I was curious, I wasn't curious who God or Jesus really was, and why I even believed in them. However, that changed when I became a teenager. One day, my parents recommended me to go to a Christian private school, and I decided to go there. I didn't expect my decision on that day would change the direction of my life. Church was a one-day event once a week, one day to worship God. But the school changed that for me. Because it was a boarding school, I had to stay for the entire week, which taught me to not separate faith from life. And I was able to think about my own faith. Since I was born and raised as a Christian, I never really questioned the existence of God or my faith before. But going to that school made me start. So when I was around 16, I truly felt that God was alive for the first time. Because of his response to my prayers, and I started to actively believe Jesus on my own. What I learned then helped me to live in a community with others. The school also led me to meet the community who I live with now. and through them, I ended up coming to Vancouver, Canada, and started attending PGIMF. The first impression of PGIMF was shocking, in a good way. The way the worship service was held here was totally different from what I had before. It was a brand new concept for me that there was no pastor in the church and that there was discussion in the middle of the service. But I found that I enjoyed it. I personally think that hearing many different thoughts and testimonials can help people have various perspectives, and questioning and sharing can enrich our faith. Another aspect that I found nice after attending this church for a while was the emphasis on fellowship. Although I had fellowship with people and shared meals with them in church in Korea, it wasn't necessarily an important component of church. But here at PGIMF, I felt that everybody considered fellowship as important and wanted to know each other closely. Even though I spent most of my life in a Methodist church, now I feel at home in this Mennonite fellowship. So I'm really glad that I found this church and I have become one of the members. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Stephanie and I was born in Korea, and my grandparents, my parents, and my brother and I are all Christian by birth. I've always been surrounded by Christian culture and values. I went to church every Sunday because my parents and my grandparents, we went same church every Sunday, and the size of church was pretty big. It was habitual and a part of my life without question. I was a traditional Christian believing in faith by the books. My mom has two younger brothers, and one of them is minister. After we moved to our new apartment, our family started to go to another church because my uncle had started a congregation. The church was near the apartment. My mother's side of family, grandparents, and two uncles, we all live in the same town. So since my family attended that church, we began to start a small family group service every on Friday at my grandparents' home. Their sermon was pretty boring, but I enjoyed having a family service because after the service, we had a delicious dinner together. So spending time and visiting with my relatives was a part of my faith when I was growing up. However, when I was in middle school, I started attending a Christian private school, which was dormitory school, and the school's principal was Presbyterian minister. So if I have questions in terms of a Bible story or church culture, I was constantly agonizing my teacher. Through these thoughts, my considerations from people around me, I could keep my faith. While I was attending this school, the minister was Presbyterian, so we learned from the Presbyterian doctrine, whereas I attended a conservative Methodist church for over 10 years, so I had huge confusion between the doctrine of Presbyterianism and salvation from Methodist side. Actually, I don't know the answer even now, yet I was trained under both doctrines to find what was right, to emphasize what is the way. This was very conflicting for me. As a middle schooler growing up, I had tendencies to focus on what is right and what was wrong. In the end, I gave up to find the correct answers to such issues. During this process, I lost my faith in Christian ideologies. During this time, I still held on to my own spiritual beliefs and lifestyle, even though the faith in Christianity faded. In my purity, I was having second thoughts about God and His existence. I used to think it was ridiculous to believe in something that I couldn't even touch or see. Sometimes I denied the existence of God and asked many questions about God's existence to school teachers while still attending the Christian schools. And then one day, my mom and dad got into a bad point in their relationship. Actually, this difficulty happened several times before, but during puberty, I was very sensitive to this issue, so it seemed to be bigger to me. I watched my mom praying a lot, and our family relationship slowly recovered. My mom told me that it is okay for anything to happen when you are in a healthy spiritual state, but when problems occur when you're physically and mentally tired, you easily get angry or tired because of the problems. Through the recovery of my family relationship, I had a deep spiritual experience. And this taught me that prayer and the Holy Spirit had an enormous impact on the reality in which we live. Her calmness under difficult circumstances and managing mind encouraged me to seek God. When I was in high school, my family had moved to another apartment and we went to another church in that neighborhood. This church was Presbyterian church, but this church minister didn't emphasize Presbyterian teachings. Sometimes a Buddhist monk would visit at our church and we worshiped together. It was very new to me. This was the first step in my journey going back into the church. I find enjoyment again in fellowship with other Christians and would go to church every Sunday. Looking back on my church life, I think I went to church because I like to be with people. But at the same time, all of my church-going experiences was about questions that were left unanswered. Since I attended PGIMF, my old thoughts or ideas that I learned from my traditional church background started to crack into little pieces. In my head, the conservative ideas still conflict with the new things I learned here every week. Each week, I felt like I gained a new perspective and I'm stepping into a new world. I could learn a lot of things from PGIMF, and I feel like I'm growing up. So thanks for all your patience, understanding, and care. And thank you for giving me the time and space to move on my spiritual journey at my own pace rather than forcing it on me. I really appreciate this, and thank you for warmly welcoming me to the congregation. Thank you.
I have to first thank Caleb for keeping his short, because our story tends to overlap. He was the one that was double-checking with me every once in a while to say, hey, are you going to talk about this aspect of our family? But he kept it short so I can go on. My name is Chan Yang. I've been attending PGIMF for about 3 years now. And hopefully you can tell that the past 3 years has been quite enjoyable. I've really loved attending here. It's been a pleasure, a privilege, and a great honor to be among PGIMF. My story was really difficult to piece together. Our family moved on an average of 2 to 3 years. That meant new churches, new schools, every time. And each time, I don't think I ever doubted the existence of God, or doubted my own faith. In fact, my story is quite boring. I was born and raised in a Christian home. I believed in the faith since the beginning, and I felt the existence of God since the beginning. I never doubted that. I never had a miraculous moment where I experienced the Holy Spirit and came into the faith, but it was the little things that kept me going, and I hope that my testimonial could be self-evident to that. So, my story begins, at least in Korea, just for a bit. I remember attending a Korean church with my parents as a little child. The only thing that I remember from that church are the chickens. The church had a yard, and they grew chickens, and I played with the chickens. That's what I remember. In 99, my parents moved to the United States, Princeton, New Jersey, and we started attending a Korean church there. And as new immigrants would do, my parents would feel more at home with other Koreans. But I started feeling a bit distant. By the time I was about in the ninth, 9 years old, in about first grade, my relationship with other kids at church was quite sour. and I would challenge my Sunday school teacher on a daily, on a weekly basis. I would say, but why? But why? But why? This was in part due to my mom, and I'm going to blame her for it.
Yeah.
My mom would separately read the Bible with me before bed once in a while. Not every day, but when she could. And when she did, it wasn't just a Bible story. We would have a question and answer. One of the stories that I still remember and I still don't have an answer to is when we were reading the story of the creation from Genesis. She asked, if God is so omnipotent and God knows everything, why did he put the fruit right there where they could take it if he knew that was going to happen? And that was the sort of discussion that my mom and I had, these hypothetical whys. Why would he do this, or why would something like that happen? And then yet I go to Bible Sunday school and they still talk about David and Goliath and how great David is. So there was a dissonance. There was a dissonance from what I learned at home and to be always questioning and to be always thinking versus them trying to shove something down my throat. And then around grade one, I couldn't adapt to public school in Pennsylvania. So my parents put me in a Christian academy, a private Christian academy, thinking that would be the better alternative. While it wasn't all bad, the racism and the little abuses that I've experienced as the only Korean child attending the private Christian school was not something to be overlooked. My mom also experienced the same thing with the other parents. So this state of the church, one side trying to force one thing to me, and the other side where there was hints of abuse and racism, that's what church was to me as an elementary school kid. But again, I never doubted God. God and the faith and church were separate to me. And that, I think, had a major impact as I was growing up into adolescence. So, Caleb already mentioned that we met the Anabaptists through an Amish person at Walmart. our family would actually take trips very often. We like our weekend getaways if we can, or maybe a whole week during the summer. One of these times we were passing by Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and bypassing through, we stopped by a Walmart. And there we found someone shopping Walmart in their horse and buggy and their whole getup. And it was truly shocking, truly. And then my dad decided, hey, what are these curious folks? As we learn more and more about Anabaptists and the other and various kinds, from Mennonites to Hutterites to Amish, we felt like we found the home. We felt like a group of believers that believed in something similar that we did, that we thought we were alone. To provide context, our parents, again, and June and Calvin, who are here today, have been living in community for over 25 years now. And that sort of Jesus-focused, community-centered belief was very new and very weird to a lot of our church members that we used to attend, like the Cornerstone Church. But to find other group of people that have been practicing that sort of belief was a great sense of finding home, but at the same time, validation, I think, for me. However, after that, we decided to move to Toronto, and from Toronto, we started attending TUMC, to Toronto United Mennonite Church, for a bit. And then there was one more church in Northern Vaughan that I forgot the name of. That's when I became more accustomed to the idea of church again. However, at the same time, we also experienced the many baggages that come with attending a traditional Mennonite church. As such, I once again wavered in my idea of organized religion and church. After we moved to Winnipeg, because we wanted to be closer with our friends in Eli, Manitoba, our Hutterite friends, we were forcibly moved to Korea because our uncle at the time we thought was very sick and he only had about 3 months to live. So all of us moved to Korea expecting tours. Turns out he was fine and it was a medical error. So he lived, he's still healthy, but we moved to Korea thinking that we would have to take care of him. After leaving behind friends, families, and all the fellowships that we made in Harmon, Manitoba. So I lost that connection. And I was quite angry and unhappy. Why would God do this? Why would he send a false alarm to us and our family, moving us across country
and across the ocean. We tried attending a few Korean churches, but the cultural difference and the religious beliefs were vastly different from what I originally expected. In fact, it always felt like we were an outsider, as Caleb mentioned in his testimony. Being an outsider at a church is very weird. I remember looking back to another testimony that someone gave last time. And she said, you go there every Sunday, you meet these people, yet it still feels like you're outside of the circle. It's a weird form of bullying, I think. So we lived in Korea for 4 years. But around that time, Korea basically abolished any sort of way for us, myself and my brother, to not serve in the military. And that was a challenge to our own beliefs. We were initially intending to serve alternatively so that we don't have to go to the military. But that system has been becoming more and more difficult because of the lack of volunteers and conscriptors. So by that point, my parents and I had a very difficult decision to make. 4 years in Korea, we were basically almost settling down. We finally had our network of friends. We finally had a network of support. And then this change comes along. So we're once again challenged to move. But to where? I suggested Vancouver. It was close enough to Seoul so that my parents could still go back once in a while to take care of their business. It's also on the West Coast, which is far superior than Toronto. Its winters are not like Winnipeg. So I said, and it's still Canada, so it's technically the same country. It was a hard decision, because by that point, we were basically almost settling down. 4 years is just enough time in a new country, I think. So once again, we are uprooting ourselves. And my parents and I decided to visit here on October 17th. I remember the date, just because I booked the tickets. October 17th, we came to Vancouver to see how the housing situation was. Basically not good. But we decided to check anyways. And we called up our old friend Evelyn Petkow from Carmen, Manitoba. And we asked her, do you know anybody in Vancouver that we can maybe ask questions or help us with some directions, I guess. She recommended that we talk with Henry Neufeld. And we did. We emailed him. We asked him a few questions about lawyers, about neighborhoods, small things. And then that Sunday, when we were here for 2 weeks, we decided to attend PJMF just to see what it was like. Now, this is one part that I didn't even tell my parents, but even to that morning, I dreaded coming here. I was not, by that point, I was not fond of the idea of a church or a church service. I did not want to be a part of that sort of system anymore. But my parents, the ever faithful, the ever believing, the ever positive people that they are, said we should give them a chance. Give it a chance. And I tried desperately making plans so that I don't have to attend the church and they can go and tell me the feedback. I did. I still have the text messages of asking friends around, hey, do you want to do something today? And they said no. That didn't work out. So I remember sitting in that row there that Caleb is right, and I came, and we came as visitors. And that day, Frida was talking about her art. It was her turn to speak. And that really touched me, that a member of the church on a Sunday morning could give such an inspirational sermon, not just on her thoughts, but her experience as a person. And that's something that I've never seen in a church before. So that's the one whammy punch, but that there's a 1-2 punch in the discussion time. Whoa, I can question people. So, and then the art around the whole room here, it was a 1-2 punch shocking experience for me. I came out of there quite surprised, not what I was expecting. So that second week, because we were here for 2 weeks, we were not planning to come back. But lo and behold, because we loved that experience so much, after coffee time and after getting to know some of the people, we came back. And I don't think I like to admit it, but I think PJMF made a very, very big impact in our decision to move to Vancouver. Because we found such a home-like church where we could fellowship with other believers, when we were making the decision between certain places like Vancouver. We even thought about Lethbridge, Winnipeg, everywhere on the map. There was a pin. But I think PJMF made a very, very big impact for me, at least, for saying, hey, let's just give Vancouver a chance. And I think I want to thank people that made that possible, that are here today, that can't be here today. To me, for a long time, church was a place where everything was backwards. I couldn't really question people, and there was a lot of racism. But PGIMF really changed that. And I don't think a lot of people know, but thank you for changing me. Because that aspect of church, that fellowship, and the communal aspect of church is something that we could feel here for the first time in my life, at least. So, that's that. And as I mentioned previously, coming here to PGIMF has probably been the greatest gifts for my time here in Vancouver. A church where I can voice my questions and concerns during the service, but at the same time be amongst wiser and more intelligent, basically saying older people, than myself to find comfort. And in this weird, dark, spiritual journey that we're on. To be a part of a larger church body was something that I never imagined. Tell me this, I was going to do this 3 years ago, I'd have called you crazy. But here I am. But also at the same time, my story is quite boring compared to the other ones we've heard today. It's very small. There was no moment of epiphany where it's like, oh, I felt God. No, I feel like it was always there. Born in a Christian family, I never questioned the existence of God. And I was on my own way of practicing the faith. Yet the greatest challenge for me was attending a church. So thank you to PJM, and thank you for giving me a chance to have a new thoughts. Thank you.